indeed. We are live on Nigeria's number one for talk, Nigeria Info, 99.3. I can say that again and again and again and again. Are we absolutely correct? Because we are committed to bring to you the conversations that matter, the conversations that will improve our lives on a daily basis. And that's exactly what we do. We also bring you stories that are inspiring, stories that would forge you ahead, challenge you, and make you want to do better, as it were. And that is also yet another thing we do on a daily basis. And like I mentioned, the next item to come your way as you proceed would be Heroes of COVID-19. I have Femi Obung Daniels, Dr. Weba Bauer, and a special guest, or should I say, our COVID-19 hero for today. Well, it's over to Femi, as I can see him on the other side smiling. That was a liar. I'm not sure he smiled. Maybe he's smiling now. Yes, he is. Femi, it's over to you. Dr. Weaver, good to see you. Gentlemen.
Good morning.
Well, thank you, Collins. I do hope I'm clear.
You are loud and clear.
Okay, beautiful. Good morning, Lagos. Good morning, Nigeria. Welcome to, this week's first of two COVID-19 Heroes broadcasts. It's right. Also the first time I am getting on the show outside of the studios. Don't tell anybody, I'm actually in the hospital.
No.
Congrats.
I'm fine. It's not because of bad health. It's because of I had the best possible piece of news yesterday. My family had a baby and they're all still here. Yes. So welcome to the show. and this is where I introduce my co-host Weaver Boer. Hello, Weaver. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Congratulations, Femi. Very, very happy for you for the good news.
Thank you very much. And, usually I hand over to Weaver, who's the guy who's been joining via Skype all through time. Now, all three of us both of us and our special hero today, we're all on Skype. So, an amazing person. If you've seen our promos for this show, interesting conversation on how the United States community and, of course, the private sector are partnering and mobilizing support for Nigeria. How we can use this unfortunate pandemic period to good advantage and at least have something to share about, and how you can benefit in some way. These are the questions. Weaver, do us the honor of bringing our hero on.
All right, thanks, Femi, and good morning, all. So today, our guest is Margaret Olele, who runs the American Business Council. And so, Margaret, thank you very much for coming on this morning. We know that you're very busy coordinating a lot of things that are happening right now, so thank you for taking the time. So good morning, but I guess let's just kick it right off. The first question is, can you tell us what the American Business Council does in normal times, before all of this started? What was the council about? What was it doing? And then we'll kick off from there.
Yeah, thank you very much, Weaver. Just to say, I like your beard.
It's my COVID beard.
COVID beard, right? For us to take off, American Business Council is really the voice of American business in Nigeria. And it is an affiliate of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. So when you think of anything a typical AmCham would do across the world, that is what we do. We drive trade and investment opportunities between the two countries, or in the interest of the two countries, and obviously in the interest of the member companies as well. And then also we kind of catalyze social, economic, and regulatory reforms, working with various stakeholders, obviously the U.S. government being one, and then other stakeholders in Nigeria, like the NESG, Lagos Business School, and those who are of like minds to catalyze and change things in Nigeria. So this is really where we sit. We leverage also our strength to drive advocacy that can help improve the business climate.
Okay, and who are some of your members? Just so that the listeners understand what we're talking about here.
Okay, so when you think of any large U.S. corporate, you know, so when you think of the ExxonMobils and the Coca-Colas and the FMCG space, Pepsi, if you think of organizations like Procter & Gamble, Kimberly-Clark, you think of professional firms like PwC, KPMG, Bain, or BCG, and I mean the list goes on. So these are you know, Caleb Button.
Yeah, long list. It's a long list.
It is a long list.
Yeah.
So Margaret, I mean, primarily, you guys are a business focused association, right?
So I would say business kind of situated in a larger space of a socioeconomic and regulatory environment. So in a sense, yes, we are business, but we also have to help do other what we call softer things to ensure that the environment we work, you know, also thrives.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what made you take this action? What brought you, why did you get involved in the COVID-19 situation, this activity?
So you see, companies are not just solid structures, they're made up of people. And people belong to a country. So in the first instance, I am in Nigeria. And these companies have people working in this country who are Nigerians. And the issue around COVID is not even a Nigerian thing. So it's a global pandemic, you know, almost cliche when we say those things these days. But I mean, that's what it is. And it's impacting everyone. So we have to take that charge, you know, to do something to support the space of COVID, to help, you know, reduce or ameliorate the challenges that we have in this area, because at the end of the day, it's impacting everyone.
Yeah. So Margaret, some of the companies you've mentioned are, you know, obviously really heavy hitters across various sectors in Nigeria, and their household names. But what is the ABC doing to make sure that, you know, as you've mentioned now, each, you know, all of these companies, whether they're American or not, it's Nigerians who work there and they're in Nigeria. What are you doing to make sure that the initiatives of each company is coordinated to some extent so that there's a greater whole and a greater impact and not duplication and so on? So how is the ABC helping with that?
Yeah, so this company is working in separate ways. Sometimes they believe that having a coordinated approach through ABC would help drive the conversation, whether it's communication or whether it's in the area of corporate responsibility, donations, and providing technical expertise, or for instance, issues around policy shaping. So I believe that, you know, working through the ABC would help, you know, drive that. So if we take an example of when the pandemic just started, when we had the first few cases in Lagos, we felt there was a need to support the isolation center through the donation of hygiene, you know, products. And so we worked with two of our members, Kimberly Clark and another organization, the Tolerant, but they have Kellogg's as a brand, so, but they also have Hypo. So we leveraged them to donate this very much needed products to the center through the commissioner for health. So that's a typical example of what the way we coordinate some of these approaches, or one of our companies asking, okay, which NGOs are we going to work with? We want to, you know, pan across Nigeria, and we want to work with some reputable organizations. So we collate, you know, these NGOs, you know, and then eventually they work with these NGOs like American Tower Coffee, that's currently providing some kind of food hampers to some people who need them around their installation sites across the country, and they're targeting to run with about 9,000. So these are some of the things, or even more still, our partnership with United Way. See how we can, you know, leverage the funds that we have pulled together from Halliburton, and also through an event we had at the US Fair during Thanksgiving last year, to support even more needed groups that people are not thinking about, communities like the Itafaji community that had been impacted by the disaster last year. And, you know, largely these people are still displaced and, you know, looking for what to do with them. And then you're channeling that. So whether it's that or Johnson & Johnson that would eventually put out test kits, we're supporting to coordinate the donation of these kinds of products. And then in terms of communication, leveraging a platform working with the African Venture Philanthropy Alliance and, you know, Tony Adegbitemo, to see what we can do in terms of communicating key priorities, not just also challenges, but not just challenges, but how do we pull in, you know, expertise and best practices across the country, and looking at, you know, what they are doing in terms of social investing and also what private sector, are doing. So I will stop at this point because I'm sure you probably want to ask me more questions because, you know, obviously in terms of policy shaping, that's another thing entirely that we're driving.
All right, interesting. Just for those who may just be joining us or who may be wondering what ABC means, that's the American Business Council. And Margaret Olele is the CEO of ABC in Nigeria. We're talking about how the United States is collaborating with the private sector to literally mobilize support for Nigeria. So I'm wondering, Margaret, how is... I know you guys have quite a number of initiatives. That's what I want to hear. What are these various initiatives that ABC and member organizations or associate member organizations are involved with? Could you just, for clarity's sake, reel out some of them?
Okay, I actually thought I'd shared that in the last conversation, but I think I focused on corporate responsibility. So for us, one of the things I said we did, or one of the things we had done, was to provide some kind of product, some hygiene products, to the isolation center in Lagos here, and then working with other member companies. For instance, Johnson & Johnson has a $100,000 donation that we're actually putting on the table now to work with some states, providing test kits, and that's going to be channeled through us. We have organizations like the Kellogg's brand that done at least about $1 billion, I wish it was $1 billion, $1 billion to the government, and also providing a couple of about 500 million naira to the central bank platform as well. We have I can go on and on in the area of responsibility, but I think what is also very interesting is what we are doing in terms of shaping the right policies that can drive conversations as we move on post-COVID, because we're not going to be in this situation for long. We're going to have to move forward, and the impact of this is not going to go off the story. So what are those things we're doing? So things like sharing recommendations with the government on what we economic solutions feel should look like, that would encourage companies that are staying to actually hang in, but beyond that, to also bring in attractive investors in spite of the challenging, business environment into Nigeria. Now, that is one area that we have shared some of our critical insights. We also provided a survey members to know how actually focusing on state sectors that account for over 70% of Nigeria's GDP to provide what we would call economic recommendations for that sector to thrive. And having done that, we had a meeting with the U.S. ambassador and our team. That was even just on the 28th of May, to see how the government will support their private sector to move on with these recommendations to achieve this goal. So in terms of policy shaping, we're doing a lot of work as the secretariat of the council, as well as individual members providing expertise. UPS is doing some technical assistance program for small businesses who want to expand out of the market in spite of, you know, the challenges. I can really go on and on about what the job office and the council itself, you know, are doing.
Yeah. So, Margaret, you just mentioned that I think you and your team have met with the U.S. ambassador just a few days ago. So is there also coordination between the American Business Council and American government agencies that are also contributing to the response? I imagine USAID, even the embassy and consulate themselves often have specific sort of aid projects and so on that they're implementing. Is there coordination also in that regard?
Absolutely. Just to mention that the U.S. government to date has brought in at least about $72.8 million into Nigeria, including even some healthcare expertise into the system. And we do know, I'm sure, we are in this space, that DFC is also providing some grants for in the healthcare space for people who have creative projects. And we're looking at USAID is also providing that as, you know, some level of funding as well. So what we are doing is how we're able to kind of galvanize all these opportunities and have platforms where students and people who are in that space are going to leverage that. In the coming days, we're going to be having webinars with DFC. We're going to be having webinars with USAID stakeholders to see how they can tap into this one and let this, not just US companies, obviously, but other private sector organizations in Nigeria.
So many initiatives, so many interventions. Now, you know, as the radio guy, I am constantly wondering how the listener from any of this, how could somebody listening now become a participant? Okay. And to be a benefit of all these interactions. Did you get me, Margaret?
Okay, it looks like you were kind of dragging for a bit, but I think I understand what you mean. It's you. How can a media person or someone in the radio benefit from a project of this?
No.
How do the listeners? The people at home. How do they benefit? How do they get involved in any of these interventions?
Okay, so we do have. Well, it depends on who the listener is and where the listener, you know, exists, the space they exist in terms of, you know, business and what they do. But in terms of being able to get information, we do have certain communication outlets. So, which, for instance, we have all our usual social media platforms. We have the podcast that we're doing, COVID-19 Beyond the Exchange. We do have platforms that people are able to reach out to us on, both on social media and other opportunities for communication to reach out and know what they need to do. And we have a website, so you can always reach us on these different platforms and we'll be happy to give them those opportunities, share the opportunities to them. And obviously, I mean, they can reach out to you, Femi, we'll be happy to take that on. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so basically, if a listener, either as an individual, but more sort of as a probably an organization, has a need that may be relevant to an American company, they could reach out to you via your social media and get that conversation going, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, fantastic. So you alluded to this a little bit earlier, but I mean, COVID is not going to last forever. The pandemic will end. Life will get back to a little bit something normal. But what progressive policies are needed? You sort of alluded to some of the dialogue you're having with the government, but what progressive policies are needed to make sure that post-COVID, businesses like U.S. businesses in Nigeria are still thriving and still growing, and perhaps more even coming?
Yeah, so if you look at the current space and the organizations, the companies that have thrived our potential to grow post-COVID would be certainly the tech ICT space, the healthcare and logistics, and so, I mean, just to mention at least these three, especially tech. So whatever policies that we're putting together should be such that would you know, attract even more investors on the radar to do that. So so issues, for instance, around the recent you know, gazette on companies that are not resident, non-resident companies and taxes. We need to we're looking at that opportunity, leveraging our platform to engage government in the best way possible. Because obviously taxes are important to government, but we have to look at what are the best practices across, what should be the best way forward to get investors in. Because incidentally, we're talking to one or two, and I know that some of them are like, oh, we need to have clarity around what these bills are. So we see a situation where we are already engaging government to look into that that conversation. I mentioned earlier about the economic stimulus bill, and you know, a couple of that bill, you know, some of the things we are advocating, and not just for U.S. companies, you know, because at the end of the day, it would impact everyone. Issues around VAT, for instance, perhaps we look at VAT. Should government kind of pull, kind of do some kind of rebate around the VAT? The economic bill stimulus have excluded oil and gas companies, and these companies are doing. Already challenged, you know, with the oil and gas issues, you know, currently, and this, they were completely excluded from the economic community and their staff. So how do you provide the right balance and help support, you know, companies that are, you know, right now to the bedrock of the opposition? So yeah, we're putting that together, and we're focused right now on eight sectors, working with the U.S. U.S. Embassy to have what we call a recovery plan and share it with the government.
So one final question from me. It's raining here. I hope you can still hear me clearly, heavily. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, it's raining here as well. It's...
Oh, okay. So I was wondering, I look, the American Business Council is mobilizing the private sector in support of Nigeria. What's your relationship with the Nigerian government or particular state governments? Are they supportive? Are they cooperative? Are they, I mean, is it a sweet relationship for you?
Well, that's a very interesting question. So sometimes it's like a mixed grill, you know, of everything. And the beautiful thing about engaging government is that you win some, you lose some, you get some traction in some ways. For instance, obviously the interstate challenges that we faced recently, a lot of the essential, even the essential the companies that provide essential products were not able to move into some of the states. But what we know is that, you know, the government is not saying no, they are not going to assist them. In fact, we know that we are talking, that's the way that way. So the point is where engagement is, there's a pipeline. It's better than not to have anything that's not working at all. So yes, we are getting traction with some states and conversation. That's as much as I can say.
Wow.
Femi was trying to put you on the spot. Femi was trying to put you on the spot. But
I know. You didn't get me.
You did well. You navigated well. Well done. Well right. done. Unfortunately, we've run completely out of time, but it's been such an eye-opening, interesting conversation. We do appreciate you, Margaret and Lily, for everything you guys do at the American Business Council here in Nigeria. You are the CEO. You oversee this thing, and I do hope we'll have opportunities in the future to talk about some of these things and how we can continue to mobilize support for Nigeria and Nigerians especially, so that we are able to mitigate, at least to some extent, the unfortunate blowback effect of this pandemic. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Femi, and congrats once again. Boy or girl?
It's a boy. His name is Cairo. Thank you.
Cairo.
All right. Preston.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
Thank All you right. very much, Margaret.
Thank you so much.
On Wednesday, we do have Banky W, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure who that is, but yeah, there's some guy named Banky W who's coming on Wednesday to talk about the work he's doing in Lekki. So anyway, no, just kidding. Obviously, we know who he is. It'll be a great joy. And so, yeah, we look forward to another show. And Femi, I hope that one you'll be home. You won't be at the hospital for that one.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly, I hope so.
But please, greetings to your wife and your kids and all that, and have a great couple of days, and we'll see everyone again on Wednesday.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Bye. Well, heroes of COVID-19 there. You heard Fermi and Dr. Weber Bohr, and of course, an interesting guest. We'll be back with the news in just a moment. Stay tuned.